Blog Talk Radio.
Journey of discovery and go and look into a little bit deeper and explore this very question. Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator, and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing life's gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. You see, each week we come together to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. You see, here on Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I working? Well, you're asking some great questions on a Motivational Monday, and I feel the vibrations. You're working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. Each episode of Motivational Monday is truly rich and insightful. We encourage you, our global listening audience, if you have missed any of our past show installments, visit our on-demand library. Our on-demand library is filled with richness that is designed to support you on your journey to win, and it's always available for your convenience at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four and the letter U. Our on-demand library, again, is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey known as life. Allow me to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming around our subject. And then we'll open the lines up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments. This always lends to a more interactive environment, which we absolutely love. And so we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. If you don't already have your pens, notepads, laptops, desktops, I don't know, your smartphones with your notes, your tablets, whatever it is, I think you get the point. You want to pull it out so you can take notes around the rich jewels and nuggets that will be shared for and with you on today. Today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Master Motivator Coach Adams. It's time to shape up and win. We're in our Shape Up series, and we have a special jewel that we're going to share with you as a thought to consider. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick moment to allow those awesome social media juices to flow. Allow yourself to write on someone's Facebook wall, send a quick tweet, a text, a DM, go old school, send an email, a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon. Ooh, I think you get it. Bottom line, we ask that you do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, today again we're in our Shape Up series and we're taking a look at the sound of music. The sound of music. I love music. Absolutely love it. Different genres of music. But no, we're not talking about the American musical film released in 1965 with the same name and title. And actually, that was way before my time, The Sound of Music. But what we are talking about, and I'm using this term as a metaphor is a point of reference. It's a figure of speech. It's a phrase that applies to something. And so I want you to know that it's not literal, as I get tongue-tied there. It's not literal, of course, but it's to suggest a resemblance, and that's what I want you to get. Then when we're talking about the sound of music, we're looking at this resemblance, and how does this relate to our subject today in everyday life? You know, I have a great appreciation for smooth jazz, as I would say. My number one genre is gospel Christian music, but I grew up, my dad was a jazz and blues lover. And so I got my love for jazz from my dad. I mean, you know, that was the primary that he would listen to, that and blues. And I acquired such a beautiful taste for this genre of music. And one of my favorite artists in this genre is Peter White. And he plays an acoustic guitar, as I get tongue-tied yet again. But an acoustic guitar. And the reason why I bring this up is because I have fond memories of seeing Peter White on Catalina Island many years ago. But the reason why I bring that up as it relates to our topic, the sound of music and where we're going, is that every time I hear his music, even though it may not be the songs that I heard when I was on Catalina Island with him, his music in general evokes these wonderful feelings and emotions because it was such an amazing time being on Catalina Island in the theater there in this intimate setting and him just vibrating his sounds throughout what is called the casino there, but it's like an amphitheater, right? Or a little. And so I share all of that because he has a song that I like, and it is called Flying High. Flying High. And this raises the question that I want us to really evaluate and dig into our subject today. Are you flying high in your life with the music you are creating on your journey? Remember, we're using this as a metaphor. So it's not literal, but it applies, it resembles. And I want you to really sit back and embrace what we're talking about today, because I am a firm believer that life is a series of vibrations. And these vibrations create a sound of music. And with each string and chord play, we create a different sound. And so I want you to think about and ponder, what's the music playing in your life currently? What's the music playing in your life currently? Because whatever the music is that's playing in your life currently, it's affecting you emotionally in a very specific way. And the reason why I say that is music is, of course, a universal language that evokes various emotions across different cultures. And I want you to know that this is just not Coach Adams saying this. According to a study in 2020 by researchers at the University of California, they did an extensive research around this very subject. They had the candidates listen to different genres of music, different sounds and all of that, and they came up with some very key areas of the emotions that were evoked from the sounds of the music that were played. And, you know, interestingly enough, my mentors, Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, they do an illustration around this, but they use two sounds. And my mentor will say, if you hear this sound, or similar to, right, what does it make you feel? And then they'll do a different sound of, and what does that bring up? What do you feel? Now, remember, we're talking today and we're utilizing this as a metaphor, but I found this study, this research by the University of California, Berkeley, very interesting. And I found it very interesting because of all of the different emotions that they identified that were evoked from the music that was playing. Now, I want to remind us that I indicated that with each string or chord played in our lives on our journey, we create different sounds. And so I again raise the question, what's the music playing in your life today? And the reason why I ask that question is because whatever the music is that's playing in your life today, there are specific emotions that you are feeling around this sound that you're creating based on your perception of your journey. And so I want us to dig into and look at some of the emotions that are evoked based on the study from this research. One is amusement. Amusement. How are you feeling on your journey? Are you feeling amused by the journey that you're on? And I want you to really process and think about each of the emotions that we're going to identify and talk about today, because I want you to locate where are you on your course as you navigate through your journey. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, I don't get it. What does this have to do with working my vision, achieving my goals, and living out my dreams? Well, the reason why this is so important because whatever the emotions are that you're feeling as you're navigating on your journey, that you are creating, the emotions that you're feeling will either serve and support the path that you're on, or they will hinder you from your movement and get you stuck in a specific place that is counterproductive and no longer serves where you desire to go. And so that's why this is so important. You know my heart. I have a sweet spot for empowering individuals on their journey and giving them tools, equipping with tools that would support you in this process of working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. And if you are not living at the level that you desire, you need to step back and constantly be evaluating, where can I shift on my journey? Looking at and examining what's working, what's not working, what's serving you, what's not serving you. And so often we are blind to how powerful certain vibrations are on our journey. You know, as I stated, Peter White is one of my favorites in the smooth jazz genre, right? And so when I hear his music, because of seeing him on Catalina Island, and it was such an amazing, refreshing, enjoyable time, the feelings that come up around that sound are good. Good. They're refreshing. It's enjoyable. But the opposite is true. You know, like, I don't know about you, but have you ever had a breakup? And, you know, the two of you, you had your song. Yes, you did. And when you were together, oh, that song brought you joy. That was your jam, you and your boo, your bae, whatever you want to call that individual, right? But when you broke up, now when you hear that sound post, all of those euphoric love emotions that you were feeling now, that song pulls a chord, pulls a string in you, and it brings up different emotions because of the break. And I want you to see, again, this metaphor that we're making with how powerful music is and this evaluating. What is the music that you are making in your own individual life? What are the vibrations that you are sending out, that you are creating online? And we create those vibrations based on the very words that we speak and put in the atmosphere. And we don't realize the power of the sounds that we're releasing. Those words, once they're spoken, they take on life. And for those of you who are regular listeners, you know Coach Adams, shameless plug, I'm giving you the announcement now, shameless plug, that I was fortunate to be a part of a collaboration of 20 coaches, and I'm a co-author of a book called The Change. I have a breakout chapter on the power of words. And I only mention that because it connects specifically with what we're talking about. And when I say breakout chapter, this is what others have had to say about my chapter on the power of words and how masterfully I crafted my writings and gave great insight on the power of words. And The Change is an insight to self-empowerment. If you're interested in getting your autographed copy, contact our Coach Adams team at 310-289-2101. And again, I did give you the disclosure that shameless plug. Okay, so I want you to know that I was intentional about that, but it connects with what we are speaking about. And so when you're looking at your journey, and I want to go back to the various emotions, and I want you to be reminded that the vibrations in your life are creating music. They're creating sound. And if you don't like the sound of the music in your life, you have the power to make a shift. It's in you to make a shift. But if we're not aware of what we are stirring up, what we are evoking, then we are now like the ostrich with the head in the sand, And we need to bring our heads out. And that is what today is all about. I wanted to give you this metaphor so that you can process around and evaluate, locate where you are on your journey and the feelings, the emotions that you're feeling. Now, remember, studies spoke about a number of different emotions, and I was asking you, are you feeling amusement right now? Amusement means that, yeah, it's just funny. Where I am, it's just funny, and I have to be amused by it because I don't know what else to do. So where you are on your journey, are you feeling amused and entertained is the question. Amusement, funny, entertaining. But does that serve you? And I'm not saying that we shouldn't have fun and we shouldn't be entertained. But as it relates to working your vision and achieving your goals and living your dreams, with each emotion that we take a little look at, I want you to examine, am I feeling that right now, Jim, that I'm sending out that's creating the music, the sound for my life? Is that what I desire specifically around my vision, my goals, and my dreams? Because understand, amusement, it's not a bad thing. It's good to have fun. I am one. I enjoy having fun, the vibrancy of life. It's okay to be entertained. But are those the emotions? Is that the musical sound that you want to be playing specifically in that area of your vision, your goals, and your dreams? I want you to really pause and process that. Locate where you are. It's so important to know where we are on the spectrum, to locate ourselves. You know, I often give the reference of a navigation system. And the navigation system, you know, you put in the address of where you desire to go. You put it in. You plug it in. You say, destination, this is where I want to go. And the interesting thing, and I didn't realize this at first, because this was actually my first car with navigation, just being transparent with you. I've had it almost 4 years now, or 3.5 years. And so it's my first car with navigation, so I learned how to use a navigation system, right? I put the navigation information in, destination, I plugged it in. And then I'm sitting in the car. Literally, I'm sitting in the car. I'm not moving, and I'm like, hello, navigation, tell me where to go. Tell me, hello. And I know this, and I had to learn this. Maybe you were more proficient than I am. I don't know. But I had to learn that the little arrow, it's bouncing there, and it's simply waiting for me to move. And once I put my foot on the gas, then guess what? It begins to now tell me where I should be going. But until I move, it's just bouncing. And so the reason why this is so important is because I want you to know that this is to help you to locate you, to determine where you are on your journey. So are you dealing with or feeling amused? A thought to consider. The emotions that music evokes, the music in your life, amusement. A thought to consider. How about annoyance? Are you feeling annoyed? Are you feeling irritated, on edge? Annoyance. Is that what the music is that's playing in your life right now? If you were to be completely honest with yourself, you're feeling annoyed with where you are. Is that the emotion of the chord that you are playing, the sound of music in your life? Are you feeling annoyed? Ooh, I just felt this vibration, and I feel some of you are saying, ouch, Coach Adams, you have stepped on my toe. Yes. Feeling annoyed. And I want you to know that the important thing is to locate yourself. Know that you don't have to stay in that place of feeling annoyed and irritated. You can change with the next chords that you play. And this is what's so awesome and powerful about what we're sharing today. And we want to thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. We want you to know that you don't have to stay in that place of being annoyed. The next chord, the next vibration that's creating the musical sound on your journey of life, you can change it. You don't have to just continuously be annoyed and dealing with these emotions of annoyance in your life. Yeah, you can break free from that or any that are not serving you well. And that's why I thought it was so important to really evaluate this powerful metaphor that I'm sharing with you. Because many of us, we don't take the time to locate where we are. And then we're sitting back and we're wondering, why am I not getting the results that I want? I don't know why things are not happening the way I want to. And you're sitting there as annoyed as all get out. And you're not identifying that, hey, I need to make a shift. I need to make an adjustment. Because the emotions that you're feeling are associated with the music that you're playing with the chords in your life, the strings. Again, the acoustic guitar. Each string makes a specific sound, and together they begin to make this beautiful music. But individually, they're making a sound that's building. That vibration of each chord is building to this creation of this sound. So, okay, you may be thinking, Coach Adams, I'm not feeling amusement. I'm not feeling annoyance. Ooh. But are you feeling anxiety? And if you were, it would be understandable. There's so much going on in the world around us. Are you feeling anxiety? Are you feeling anxiety because of the uncertainty around us? Are you feeling anxious? And so if that's the vibrations that you're sending out, guess what? The emotions that you are evoking in your life, in your own personal story, it's that of anxiousness, this anxiety. You know, and anxiety is at a high, all-time high in this season and has been since we've been in a pandemic, a health crisis, the social unrest, the contentious political season, just all of what we have dealt with. Wow, I tell you, and it's still in the throes of it. We're still in the throes of it. It's heating back up. For a second, we thought it was mellowing out. But now things are heating back up. More and more, keep hearing people saying, I'm recovering from COVID. I have COVID. So it's heating back up. The fiery furnace is being turned back up. So if you're feeling anxiety, it's understandable. But know that just because of what's going on in the world around us, it does not mean that that's the music, the vibrations, the sound that you have to create in your music of your life. You can make a shift, and please know, Coach Adams is in no way minimizing all of what's going on. I'm living through it with you. But just because the sky is falling for someone else, I know that it doesn't have to fall for me, and it doesn't have to fall for you, because the reality is the way that we view things is how we navigate through. So how are you viewing your story that's unfolding, the beautiful music or not that you're creating with the vibrations in each chord and string that is pulled in your life? So we said the vibrations of music, of sound, creating music. We talked about, and I want to do a quick recap for those that we've already covered, we said music evokes amusement, annoyance, anxiety. The other, and now we're flipping the script. Oh, we're flipping it. Remember I shared with you in our opening that I have beautiful memories of hearing Peter White, one of my favorite smooth jazz artists, acoustic guitarist, on Catalina Island. And I said, every time I hear his music, even if it's not the sounds of the songs that I heard there, his music takes me back to that beautiful, refreshing, enjoyable experience on Catalina Island. And so the next emotion that the research discovered is exactly that, that of beauty. So on your journey, what are the vibrations of sound? Are you creating beautiful music? Are you? I hope that you are. But the reality is I know that the vibrations and the music that we're creating is contrary to beautiful all the time. But I want you to know that you are in control of your journey and your destiny by the decisions that you make. And I love my mentors because they often challenge me in this area of, and my mentors being Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, founders of Boston Movement and Vertical Leap. If you're new listening, want to make sure I give the proper love and honor and respect to my mentors and who they are. But the reason why I reference them, it connects with what we're talking about. My mentors often challenge me to say, what would your five-year older self think about the decisions that you're making today? And initially, I didn't quite get that. Just being transparent with you, our global listening audience, I didn't make the full connection the first time that was presented. I heard it, but I didn't quite see it. And the reason why I say I heard it, but I didn't quite see it, because you know, I was like, I think my five-year-older self, she'd be good with the decisions that I'm making. But then I realized, as I'm on a journey with a family member, the significance of this. Because 10 years ago, they were told they needed to resolve a medical issue. And they didn't because of fear. And I'm not judging. I get it. There's no judgment. They didn't because of fear. And now 10 years later, so let's talk about what is the 10-year older self saying. The 10-year older self, unfortunately, is suffering immensely every day, painstaking every day, miserable every day, because of the decision of the 10-year younger self that said, no, I'm not going to have surgery. And so when I share with you this reality of what will your five-year older self say about the decisions that you're making, I want you to know that it's key, and that's why I felt so compelled to bring this topic today and the metaphor around the sound of music and the vibrations that we create music with each string, each chord that we pull on our journey, but that we don't have to stay there in understanding the power of the emotions that are evoked through the sound, the vibration, the music. And so, beauty. On your journey currently, are you feeling like you're on a beautiful journey? Is that what you're feeling? Well, you're on the right road. I love it. Continue that journey. Continue to build from where you are. But if you're struggling through some of the other emotions that we spoke about earlier, amusement, again, amusement's not a bad thing. Fun, entertainment, not a bad thing. But how does it relate to you working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and live out your dreams? Annoyance. Are you feeling annoyed and irritated? you know, oftentimes I'm interacting with different people and I'll have to say, you know, you sound a little irritated right now. And they don't even realize that they're sounding irritated. So it's so important for us to locate where we are and be aware of where we are. And know that you have the power with the next string that you play on your journey as you make the music for your life. You have the power to change the sound. Because just because there's amusement doesn't mean you have to stay in that place. Just because you're feeling annoyed doesn't mean you have to stay in that place. How about anxiety? You don't have to stay there. You may be there in this moment, but the next chord string that you play on that quote-unquote acoustic guitar of life, you can change the vibration of the sounds and the outcome for your life. But beauty, are you resting in a place of beauty? A thought to consider. Am I on a beautiful journey? When someone says, how are you and how's your day going and how's your journey, what do you say? Do you say, I am so annoyed and irritated right now. Oh, my God, I'm dealing with so much anxiety. I'm on a beautiful journey. What is your response to that question? And we're only touching on some of the emotions. We've only touched on some of the emotions so far. And there's so many others, but I want you to really take the time to locate where you are. Because this was so profound for me that the researchers at the University of California, Berkeley, came up with all of these various emotions that, you know, I was like, I hadn't even thought about that. That all of these various emotions, this is what music brings up in different people. In me. That's why music is so powerful. And they're using this as a metaphor for our lives. The music that we are creating in our lives is equally as powerful because it's your life. And so the next emotion that I want to bring to your awareness is defiance. Are you feeling resistant? Are you rebelling in a place of disobedience in your life because of just, you know, resisting and just feeling about where you are? And if you are in that situation, hey, just simply locate yourself. Know that you don't have to stay in a place of defiance. I want you to know you need to dig in and determine, well, why am I feeling this resistance? And why am I feeling, you know, like I want to resist and disobey everything and everybody around me? And you need to look at that because that music sound that you're playing, the vibrations of that in your personal life, on your journey, personally and professionally, it is very powerful, and it speaks very loudly. In the workplace, you're feeling defiant, and so you're resisting authority, and they tell you to do something, and you say, I'll do it, but I'm going to do it on my own timetable, and you disobey the deadline and all of that. And one day when you wake up and you no longer have the job, you'll be like, oh, what happened? I don't know. And feeling like a victim, and guess what? It was the vibrations, the sound of the music that you were creating that sent that message of defiance. And so if that is the place that you are in, locate yourself and navigate away from that. Make a decision to determine what is the music that I want to play in my life. On my journey, because you're in control of it, with each string, remember each chord on the acoustic guitar of your life, you're making the music, and it's yours to be creative with. I shared with you this song that Peter White has, Flying High. And it's just so beautiful. When I saw his video on that, he gets in this zone, and I can only imagine being in the studio with Peter while he's creating. You could tell that he really just feels the music and how the vibrations affect those that are listening in. And this particular song was interesting because he created this song. I think he said for American Airlines, they wanted to have a song for their in-flight, you know, and that's why it's called Flying High, right? And he said, well, I don't know how to create music specifically for in-flight entertainment. I can only be Peter White. And so he created a sound that's just so beautiful, and it is. It's a Peter White song. And so the point of why I reference that and bring that up is that everyone's journey is individual. Everyone's journey is unique. And so it's not about trying to create a sound that measures up to and is competitive with someone else. It's your sound. Your journey is your own individual journey. There's no comparison. It's just you on the journey. You know, we just got done with the Olympics. Imagine, if you will, a track runner is running down their lane, and they begin to look at the person to their left and look to the person to their right. If they even stay focused in their lane, guess what? They're subject to fall down because they're so busy trying to see what's happening to the right or to the left of them. And so know that this journey is individualized. It's your journey. Make your music and the vibrations of the sound of your music with each chord and string that you pull on your personal, I love this, acoustic guitar, uniquely your own. But what are the sounds and the vibrations that you're sending? And so if you're in this place of defiance, you need to evaluate that. You need to adjust and think about, what is it that has me in this place of feeling defiant? What is it? Because if you don't identify and locate what it is, I don't know if that's the sound that you want playing. Now, I can't tell you what the sound should be for your life, but what I can do is support you with locating where you are and give you some thoughts to ponder and consider as you evaluate your own life. And that's what this time of us sharing on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You, is all about. It's all about helping you to be more equipped and empowered on your journey, that you have different tools and resources that you can pull from. And this is one that I want to give you that is so significant and important. The next is dreaminess. Oh, are you feeling dreamy, the emotion of dreaminess on your journey? Are you? Remember, the research showed these are the emotions that music evokes. Are you feeling a sense of dreaminess? Oh, yeah. I'm kind of, you know, having that magical and pleasantly unreal, you know, quality of dreamlike state of life. Yeah. And if that's where you are, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I'm just simply saying, I'm not saying any of those. I know what would work for me, and I know what doesn't work for me. I'm simply challenging you to locate where you are and the emotions that you're feeling that have been evoked on your journey as of this very point, based on the vibrations, metaphor, the vibrations that you are sending out that's creating the sound of music on your journey for your life. Dreamy. Are you feeling dreamy? A bit dreamy? Do you need to go take a nap? No, I'm just kidding. I crack myself up sometimes. So, amusement, annoyance, anxiety, beauty, defiance, dreaminess. These are some of the emotions that music evokes. What about feeling pumped up? Do you feel pumped up on your journey? You know, when I think about music that pumps you up, I remember going to a Tony Robbins seminar at the Staples Center many years ago. Now, if you were to say, Coach Adams, what did Tony Robbins talk about? And this is no bad reflection on him. I honestly couldn't tell you. I really couldn't. I'm just being real, transparent with you. This is no bad reflection on him. This was many years ago. But what stood out? He played the Tina Turner song, Simply the Best. And he charged that. I mean, he pumped us up with Tina Turner, Simply the Best. And I remember, I'm like, Simply the Best, better than all. I mean, I was all pumped up. So the question raised is, are you feeling pumped up on your journey? I know that moment was one that stood out for me of this emotion of feeling pumped up. I left, and every time I hear the Tina Turner song, my hands go in the air, and I'm like, yes, I'm simply the best. Yes, yes, I'm feeling it. The emotions that come up, it pumps me up to this heightened level. Where are you? What are you feeling on your journey? Again, locate yourself. So, what do we say? Amusement, annoyance, anxiety, beauty, defiance, dreaminess, feeling pumped up. Now, when you hear the song by Tina Turner, you're going to be saying, oh, my gosh, I was listening to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. She didn't play Tina, but she referenced her, and she went into this whole Simply the Best, and so I'm feeling pumped up from my time on Motivational Mondays today, and when I hear Tina Turner, I'm going to be telling myself, I am simply the best, putting your hands in the air and going in, going forward. Whatever works, whatever stimulates you, and again, be mindful that you're sending out specific vibrations based on the sounds that are creating the music backdrop of your life on your journey. So, do you feel like you're simply the best? I know I sure do, and not in and of myself, but because of how God created me. So I think that that's why I really got into that song. And I was like, yes, I am. Yes. Thank you, Tony. Yes. The other is joy, a feeling of great pleasure and happiness. Are you feeling joyous? Are you feeling joyful on your journey based on the vibrations that are creating the music in your life? With each chord, each string that you're playing on your acoustic guitar of your life, do you feel joy? You see, what I've grown to learn to be true, joy is internal. You carry your joy with you. The joy of the Lord, the Bible says, and as those that are regular listeners, you know I am a believer of Christ and a follower of Christ, and so for me, the Bible is my roadmap. But whatever your system is, that's on you. Not trying to infringe my faith on you, but I'm just telling you what I have known, grown to know to be true. And so the joy of the Lord is my strength. But what I recognize about joy is not from the outside in, but rather it is from the inside out. And so are you pulling the strings, the chords on your acoustic guitar of life as you're making the beautiful music, that of joy? Is it anxiety? Is it dreaminess? What is it? Is it beauty? Is it amusement? Is it annoyance? Is it defiance? anxiety? Are you feeling pumped up? Now, each chord, the vibrations, creates a different sound in your music of life. And this is the thing. And I'm going to welcome you in. I have a couple of others that I'm going to share with you. But I'm intrigued, and I can't get through all of the emotions, but I am seeing the time. And I would love to invite you, our Global Listening audience, in. I want to come to you on the line. You know, this is a time in our program when we invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1. The dial-in number, if you're sitting in front of your electronic device and maybe you have a question or a comment that you would like to make around today's installment of Motivational Mondays and this Shape Up series topic of the sound of music. Give us a call at 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Would love to hear from you. You've invested and sown this hour of empowerment. I would love to hear your thoughts. Is this beneficial for you? What are you taking away? Did you get something that you're like, I'm tasting that, Coach Adams? That was definitely a thought to consider. The lines are open. You are welcome to engage with us. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. And so as I get into a few of the other nuggets that I have for you, know that the lines are open. You can chime in at any time between now and the close of our broadcast. But as we get back to the richness of our list and the emotions that music evokes, I want to go to one that I kind of touched on earlier, but I didn't dig into it. I just made reference to it, but I think it's so important to bring this one to the forefront, because many of you listening in, I don't know who you are, I don't have to know, but I know with all of what's going on in the world around us that many are struggling with this emotion of not joy. Many are not feeling joy. Many are, but there are a lot more, I would say, if I was to take an unofficial poll and just based on the various people that I've talked to and the different things that are going on around us. Many people are struggling with this sense of sadness. Mm-hmm. This sense of sadness. They're in this place of being sad because of all of the negativity that is happening in the world around us. And so they are making that the sound of their music. They're playing the chords of sadness because every time they look at the news and they're giving their attention to the news, it brings up sadness, and so they're constantly feeding that. And this is the thing. Whatever you feed, it will grow. So if you are feeding the emotion of sadness, guess what? It will grow. If you're feeding the emotion of joy, guess what? Equally, it will grow. And we can go on and on through our list. So whatever you're feeding will grow. And the reason why I wanted to bring the emotions that the research shows as it relates to the vibrations and the sound of music that you are creating with each string and each chord that you pull figuratively on your acoustic guitar of life as you're making your beautiful music, know that the next chord that you play, if you're in a place of sadness, you can play the next chord joy and make a shift. If you're feeling irritated and annoyed, the next chord you play can be that of beauty. You have the power because, again, remember, whatever you feed, you give life to. So if you're feeding sadness, you're giving life to sadness. If you're feeding joy, you're giving life to joy. If you're feeding beauty, you're giving life to beauty. What is the music that you want to be played and made in your life on your journey? Recognize that you are in the, you're in the seat. You are in the driver's seat on your journey. You're at the piano. You're at the guitar. You have the guitar in hand. You're making the music. What music would you like to make? And you may be thinking, Coach Adams, oh, my gosh, this was so rich. It was so good and so much information, and I need help. I'm on my journey, and I'm just struggling. I need help. I need help because I want to be in a circle of individuals. I want to circle some people around me that are like-minded, that, you know, I can get into a different environment, that I can now feed a different side of what I have been feeding. Now that I have this awareness around the significance of emotions and what's evoked in my situation and where I am. So I want to encourage you today to know that I am dedicated and committed to assisting individuals on their journey to work their vision, achieve their goals, and live out their dreams. And it brings me no greater joy, and that's why I love Mondays, because Mondays is one of the platforms that I have to empower and equip others on their journey with the rich empowerment tools and resources that I have available. And so I want to encourage you to know that you are not alone on this journey. You have with the next chord, the next string that you play on your acoustic guitar of life, the ability to change the sound of your music based on the vibrations. And so you have the power to make a shift. And oftentimes, making a shift may mean I need to get support. Maybe that support is one-on-one coaching. Maybe it's group coaching through my Winner's Circle, which is a lifestyle growth plan. For one full year, you're on a journey with others, coming together with me, getting coaching, empowerment, and support. Maybe it's a group setting in a mastermind on a specific topic. My next topic is many communicate, few connect. Maybe you're struggling with how do I, quote, unquote, communicate as we're getting into this post-COVID world. What does that look like? And all of the various resources that are available, give our team a call at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101, or you may email admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. Know that we are here for you. It would be such an honor and a joy to support you on your journey. Personally and professionally. Hey, you know, I have time to give you what looks like possibly one other emotion. And as I stated, there was so many, so many. I want to give you another one to think about and process. Triumph. Are you feeling, triumphant? I want to know. Are you feeling like, you know what, Coach Adams, my goodness. I have dealt with so much on my journey this past year. I'm going through so much right now as we speak, but I am feeling like, no worries, I got this. I'm coming out on the other side. I've come out of something, so I'm feeling triumphant. And this is the thing. I didn't know that that was an emotion that music evoked, so that one was like, okay. But as I processed around it, I said, I get it. This great sense of victory or achievement. I feel it. Yes. You overcome the challenges, the situations of life, and you're feeling like, woohoo, I've made it on the other side of whatever the situation was. Woo. That is a great chord to play on your acoustic guitar of life as you're making your beautiful music. Yes, it is. So thank you to our global listening audience for taking this time to share with us today on Motivational Mondays. It is always a joy to bring you rich empowerment to support you on your journey to win personally or professionally. And again, I want you to know that our team is standing by and we are here to support you. Maybe you didn't ask a question today. That's okay. Maybe you didn't make a comment today, and that's okay. We have our Motivational Mondays forum. Our Motivational Mondays forum is available for you. It's a Facebook group, and it's free, and everyone's, you know, it's open to everyone. So if you're not already a part of that, join, ask to be, a part of it. And you're welcome. All are welcome. And this is a way to continue the conversation. Maybe you have a question, a comment, a guest recommendation, a show idea that you would like to see covered. The Motivational Mondays forum, our Facebook group, is available for you. Well, that's all we have time for today. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. I coach and you win.